Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So just to give you guys a heads up, those free COVID tests that you could get in the mail, remember the original free COVID tests were from China, and then those were kind of, I don't know how well they worked. Then we got ones from South Korea, and those were really good. These are companies that can produce and manufacture these COVID tests, but some of them are not in America. They're in other countries, which is why, especially with the increased tensions we have with China, the more we could do on American soil, the better, or with other allies. But the free COVID tests are coming back. I believe September 25th, each household is going to be able to order four of them. Now, people have asked me, how good are these tests? So it's a little tricky, because I've had some people that said they tested before they waited the proper minutes, and you know, the second they added that reagent, boom, it already lit up and turned positive. I've had other individuals, I'm sorry, my eyelash. I've had other individuals who said they were negative, and for poops and giggles, because they were still sick 2 days later, they retested themselves, and then they were positive. So I think it's different strokes for different folks. I think for some people, these tests are picking it up right away. For others, it might take a couple days. In fact, the U.S. government said, look, if you get a negative test, you might have to repeat it at least 24 hours later. And so I'm glad that we have a way to test at home, because if you do test positive, you could trust it's positive. That if you test positive on that, you could bet that you probably have either you have COVID right now or you might recently have it. There is the issue of some people testing positive when they've gone, overcome their symptoms. And there's debate on that. Does that mean you're still infectious for weeks and months later? Is that virus still living in you? Or is it that you still have pieces and you trigger that test to be positive? But if you're newly sick, newly ill, and you test positive, you can pretty much trust that's COVID. And then if you're over 50, if you have immunocompromised conditions, vulnerable, you might be able to get Paxlovid or molnupiravir, COVID medications that help fight the virus. But the thing I'm really worried about is I'm getting calls saying, look, I'm COVID negative, so I have the flu. Give me Tamiflu. Now, if you guys remember last year flu reemerged. And before we hit peak flu season, we were running out of Tamiflu. We had a shortage, and people were asking, how the hell did this happen? How are we in a shortage of a medication before we even hit peak flu season? Well, it's because last fall, people were taking their at-home COVID test for having, they had a mild fever, sore throat, some body aches. Their at-home COVID test was negative, so they assumed, oh, then I guess it's the flu. They would call telemedicine, and telemedicine would give out the flu medication. So we had a lot of people in September and October get flu medication who might not have gotten the flu. Now, do we have flu cases now? We do. I think in the last week, the CDC clocked about 253 cases nationally. It's really light. We're nowhere near what usually happens during flu season. Flu season starts end of October, early November. But I'm having patients call all the time going, I have flu, give me Tamiflu. And you're like, what are your symptoms? And it's not a high fever. It's not symptoms that hit you like a ton of brick. They're basically describing COVID, or they're describing a cold. And so I want at-home flu tests. And telemedicine companies are starting to be a lot more careful about, can we see you take the test? Can we see that you're doing the test correctly? Because if somebody says, oh, my COVID test is negative, give me an antibiotic, some doctors are like, look, here you go. Here's your antibiotic, next patient. Well, we also had an antibiotic shortage last year. We still do have an antibiotic shortage. So if these COVID tests are being used inappropriately, if people don't understand that they can still be negative when you have COVID, then they aren't as helpful as they need to be. I still want everybody having access. So September 25th is when you'll be able to order them online. I'll put out the website and I'll tell you guys how to get them. I think the website is covid.gov/tests. But again, I'll send something out on Twitter and Facebook for you guys. But honestly, the government needs to give us flu tests. We really need at-home flu tests because it is deadly if we run out of flu medication because people took it for the false reasons. And then when we have an active flu season, which we're expecting because Australia had a pretty active flu season, now we're out of medication. Now, we used to use our flu medication preventatively. If you were exposed to the flu, everybody in the household could get the Tamiflu or flu medication to prevent it. Well, if that's what people are asking for now. And since Tamiflu isn't in short supply, I'm having people say, look, I need this prescription, my family needs this prescription, and they're getting it. And I want to protect against the flu, but we're not in flu season. If there were only 253 cases that the CDC documented last week, yet we have, you know, the ARIS COVID wave, we have the BA2.86 that has been around for a while but is now becoming more prevalent. You know, these are things that you cannot treat with Tamiflu and flu medication. So I want the government to get us our flu tests so that if they call into telemedicine saying, I got the flu, give me flu medication, they could test. And if they're negative for flu and negative for COVID, then maybe retest a day or two later or get to a medical office who could maybe do a higher grade testing to find out what you have. Our numbers are very grossly underestimated because people aren't going in and getting tested. In fact, the government is asking you to voluntarily let them know if you're positive. So if you test positive at, at home for COVID, are you telling anybody? Oftentimes you're probably like, oh, crap, I got a wedding to go to. You know what? Never mind. I won't tell anybody. The government's kind of asking for those numbers because they'd like to know. And I think the average person doesn't want to take the time to let the government know that they have it. They don't want to be on a list. So we're kind of going into this flu season blind. And this COVID season kind of blind. So, you know, make sure that you understand if you test negative for COVID, but you have COVID symptoms, that doesn't necessarily mean you're in the clear. And don't say you have the flu when you might have COVID. I would get tested, but you got to do it within 48 hours to get on the medication. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms. Whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping, addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is how we do every day. We be grinding, and if you want to come and text us,
if you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So some of you, if you heard that there might be an asteroid that would hit the Earth, you're like, I don't want to know. Just let me live in bliss. Ignorance is bliss. Let me just live my life. When it happens, it happens. I don't want to be losing any more of my precious time worrying about it. Others are like, I'd like to know, because I like to prepare. I'd like to find a bunker. And I'm mixed on that. You know, if there's nothing that could be done, I don't want to know. But if there is something that could be done, I do want to know. Well, NASA apparently said that there is a very small chance that asteroid Bennu, which is the size of the Empire State Building, could smash into the Earth. Bennu is one of the two most hazardous known asteroids, and NASA has spent 7 years trying to prevent it from crashing cataclysmically into the Earth. Now, the chances of impact are 1 in 2,700. So more than five times a person's chance of being struck by lightning. But NASA's team has categorized it as one of the two most hazardous known asteroids. In worst case scenario, this 510 meter wide carbon-based behemoth, according to Daily Mail, would smash into the Earth with 1,200 megatons of energy, or 24 times the power of the largest nuclear bomb ever detonated. They compare it to the Soviet Union's Tsar Bomba, but 24 times that. If it happens, Bennu's impact, and I hope I'm pronouncing it right, Bennu, would unleash a 1.2 gigaton impact 159 years from this Sunday. So that's not happening this Sunday, but September 24th, 2182. So 159 years from now would probably include our great-great-grandchildren. Bennu is now the size of, I guess, a 6-mile space rock. What? Oh, it's nowhere near the size. Thank you. Okay, so they think it's nothing like what had caused the, death of the dinosaurs and all that. But it's big enough to cause damage. And I'm looking at pictures of where they think it could possibly hit. I know we all hope it goes into the ocean, right? But that's just wishful thinking. And still, even if it goes into the ocean, that still can cause major tsunamis, earthquakes. NASA dispatched its OSIRIS-RX, or OSIRIS-RX spacecraft, for a rendezvous with the asteroid back in 2016. Part of its mission was to trail Bennu for 2 years from 2018 to 2020, collecting data to better calculate its future path. Now, they said, we improved our knowledge of the trajectory by a factor of 20. This is according to Davide Farnocchia of NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory in an article in Science. Now, NASA is going to conduct its final risk calculations on Bennu's orbit during the next year near Earth pass in 2135. Which would be about 47 years before its potential impact. So I don't know who has the memo or that email, but whoever is on the job or on the clock in 2135 is going to have to work on this. So I hope, you know, somebody gets a reminder. But Dr. Farnocchia says in 2135 we will know for sure. In the meantime, Bennu will be equipped with tools. Apparently NASA's OSIRIS-RX went to Bennu equipped with the tools to map the ancient asteroid, which is kind of a time capsule of the early solar system. And it was able to collect rare samples. See, if you were able to sample and get, I mean, couldn't you have just kind of blown it off trajectory? And I know people don't like that because then it could, you know, change its path. But still, if they could do that, why can't they, I don't know. And I'm not saying we have to do Armageddon and stick a nuke on there. But I like NASA. I really do. I think having a space force as the sixth branch of military is very, very cool. Just, keep up the good work and make sure nothing hits us. I don't really like space. I've always been afraid of space. When I see how small Earth is compared to the vast universe, it's pretty scary. I pray to God every day that we stay safe. But I think there's a lot of debris. I think there's a lot of chaos out there. And it does. It makes me a little nervous. So this Sunday, the OSIRIS-RX is going to drop a payload of 8.8 ounces from its mission back down to Earth. The probe is skating past 485 miles above our planet's surface towards its next asteroid rendezvous mission. So it's going to drop it from space. Yeah, it is fascinating how you could tell our history because these things have light years. So when something is, 50 light years away, that means there's a time with that. It's the time it takes for that light to bounce off of that to come to our Earth and the time it takes. So when we see something, we are seeing something that could be 50 years old or 500 years old. Or if there's a star that is 100 million light years away, then that star could be 100 million years old when we see it. So it's very, very cool. It's just, to me, I get overwhelmed by it, and I get kind of anxious about it. So we'll see what happens. But, you know, for those of you guys that have great-great-grandchildren, figure out how to do bunkers. I know there's a Biden has created this now climate core. I would like to see, you know, he accrue tens of thousands of people to help with the border crisis and to help with our healthcare crisis and to help with our education crisis. But he's coming up with a climate core. Maybe we do need to figure out what we need to do in terms of bunkers, in terms of nuclear war. Does the average person know where to go if there's a ballistic missile coming towards us? Do we know where to go where it's safe? I mean, in the 60s, people were building their own bomb shelters, and, you know, whether they would do enough or not, who knows? But people were spending a lot of money doing underground bomb shelters and making things in their house and you know, trying to make things safer because they were really worried about a nuclear war in the 60s. But, you know, we're all concerned about how, well, we might have more storms, we might have more hurricanes, and I get that's a concern. But, I mean, we have North Korea, we have China, we have Putin, that could at any time unleash hell on us. How can we maybe pivot our climate core green, you know, buddies to maybe, you know, help us with some more practical sort of protections? I know, like building levees, making our bridges stronger, doing better flood control, figuring out how to engineer our streets so they rid of flood water faster. You build more factories that can make medications in our country for these illnesses you get with floods and storms and things like that, as opposed to relying on China, who could at any time cut us off from medications coming our way. That would just be my recommendation. And then on top of that, you know, if we ever have what happened in Hawaii, I think that was in 2016, where everybody got a warning that a nuclear missile was heading towards Hawaii, and to take shelter now, it's not a drill. And so parents were throwing their kids into the sewer system. I mean, that was a cluster and a half. And, of course, it was a false alarm. Nobody knows what happened with that. Was it a hack? I don't know. But that should have taught us, and it did. It, you know, brought the question of where the hell do we go if we get a warning like that? I mean, I have a studio, but it's not built as a bunker. I just have some soundproofing that's not gonna work. And I really don't want to go into a sewer. So these are things we need to kind of think about. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Scientists are detecting powerful solar flares, so we're not done yet with space. And experts are predicting red-level magnetic storms in the coming days. Such storms can affect us, causing worsening health conditions, disrupting the operation of electrical equipment, and when a magnetic storm hits its peak, according to the data, it could cause dangerous disruptions, triggering geomagnetic activity. They say these ejections, these internal reactions within the sun, such as the ejection of a solar mass or surface flares, release energy away from the sun in all directions, can go towards the Earth, causing solar magnetic storms, trigger geomagnetic activity. Yes, it can affect your Netflix. If you all were planning on watching a show, keep in mind that could be an issue. So just maybe back up your computers, back up your cloud, whatever you need to do just in case something happens. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
USA News Update. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy trying to wrangle support for a bill that would keep the U.S. government open and give over $20 billion in aid to Ukraine. Ukrainian President Zelensky is on Capitol Hill meeting with congressional leaders today. The visit coming after Russia launched a wave of attacks across the country overnight. After a series of 10 consecutive rate hikes from March of 2022 to May 2023, the Federal Reserve now temporarily halting further increases. Despite that pause, the central bank does believe that there will be one more rate hike before the year is over. The National Institutes of Health announcing yesterday they will begin clinical trial testing of a new HIV vaccine in the U.S. and South Africa. Corey Myers, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So part of the teacher crisis, we're hearing from teachers, and I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, so we have the fifth largest school district in the country, Clark County School District, and they have been riddled with teacher and substitute shortages. But one concern that teachers are reporting is that these kids are out of control, that their behavior is ridiculous since the pandemic. And I have seen that. Actually, it was interesting. What was that Shake and Bake movie? Talladega Nights. I named my cats after that movie, Shake and Bake. Talladega Nights, where the grandkids are sitting there at the table. Yeah, and they're mouthing off, they're throwing the grandfather's war medals, I guess, into ponds and cussing and selling weed. And I don't want to ruin the movie for you, but the movie's been out for a while. But it took the grandma threatening to paint the back porch red and giving them work to do and making them go to church to kind of get them in line. Now, I'm not saying we paint every kid's back porch red. I think we've learned that corporal punishment and, you know, spanking their butts don't work. It didn't work for my kids. But we have gone the other way with not disciplining our kids. I'm seeing kids backtalk. I'm seeing kids treat their parents horribly. I'm seeing kids mistreat their teachers. Okay, your teacher, you respect. We have a lack of respect in this country. And we've been having it for a while. And why? Well, because the kids are seeing the adults. I mean, look at how people are making fun of Biden. There was there's a meme with Biden on an AARP magazine, right? Talking about memory loss and, you know, and it's unfortunately not his best look, but it's a very common look we see of him with his mouth open and him, you know, looking like he's having cognitive deficit. But these kids see their adults not respect the president, just like with Trump. There were like naked balloons. I think there was a football game where somebody dressed up as Trump. In a negative way. So kids see this. So they've already learned, okay, well, we don't respect our officials. We don't respect the commanders in chief. So that's done. When parents will tell kids, I don't want to go to work. Oh, I can't stand my boss. My boss is stupid. My boss is crazy. Now kids are seeing, well, my parents don't respect authority. They don't respect their boss. And they might have a stupid boss. But the fact that the kids are hearing this, maybe that's translating into, well, my teacher is my boss, and she's stupid. Now, I also get that there are things now being introduced in a classroom that is starting to stress kids out. Now, like in Las Vegas, I think one of our schools is getting sued because a child had to perform maybe a dialogue with another student not wanting his penis inside of her. And this is a high school. This was a high school assignment. And she had to come out in front of the class, even though she's not lesbian, but they had to act this out. And that's a Title IX violation. And so the school's getting sued. And so maybe these kids are thinking, look, these teachers are, you know, having us do things that we shouldn't be doing. Nobody deserves our respect. And the average teacher does deserve your respect. The average politician deserves your respect. The average police officer, the average firefighter, your community members, your neighbors, your sanitation workers, your fast food workers. And we have this lack of respect. And so now a teacher is trying to teach a lesson, and these kids are like, bite me, or whatever they say now. I mean, when I grew up, it was bite me. You know, but I would never say that to a teacher. See, we got spanked in school. I went to 12 different schools. Oh, I went to 12 schools because my folks moved a lot. And some of the school districts at the time in the 80s would spank. I got a dunce cap in the early 80s. In the mid 80s, you would get spanked. You would have to go up to the front of the class, and then they would take a paddle and spank you. That was like 5th, 6th grade, both in Las Vegas and in Phoenix. And, I mean, it didn't hurt. You giggle. You know, I got attention. People were like, yay, Di got spanked. Yay, she's a bad girl. Yeah. And it did nothing, which is why I think it's stupid. I'm glad they took that away. But I was scared of my parents. I might not have been scared of the teacher, but I was scared of my parents. So if that teacher said, I'm sending a note home, and your mom and dad need to sign it, I knew I was getting a whooping. And I was like, oh, God, no. You know, and so even though I was class clown and I, you know, I did not want my parents to know. And then my report card would come. I got all A's and or ones. But then I would get in behavior and, gosh, it was exhibit self-control. I'd get an N for needs improvement because I'd make jokes and I'd make smart-ass remarks. And I'd get in trouble for that. So I was there. Unfortunately, with some kids, they need to fear something. Now, I don't want them spanked. I don't want them abused. I don't want them to fear their parents. But maybe what they need to do, because we're really underutilizing kids in society, is make them fear real life consequences. So a real life consequence is if you mouth off to your boss, you get fired. If you don't do your job, you get fired. Well, if you get fired, you can't pay for your house, you can't pay for food. Well, these kids have things they like. These kids have things that they own. And one of the most successful things I was able to do with my kids was take things away. But maybe we need to make it more practical. And these kids learn that, look, you know, if you're not doing your job in class and you're not respecting the teacher, then basically you're getting fired. And when you get fired, you get docked. So in order for you to still have that video game or to be able to do that, go to that party or go to that, you need to have the resources. So you want me to drive you there? Where's the money for gas? Or where's the points? Maybe give a, do a point system. And they're like, you lost all your points because you didn't do your work. You need to gain points. Well, can I help around the house? Can I, you know, pick up the dog poo? Can I help you, Mom? Can I, well, one, you could write a I'm sorry letter to your teacher. You can do this, this, and this. And maybe, yes, you could garner some points. But you're going to have to work, and you're going to have to work hard for it. And maybe if these children see that they got to work harder to make up for the some of the stupid they're doing, maybe they'll be less likely to do the stupid. Now, you do have individuals with a lot of mental health issues, and they need to be addressed. And I, when I taught Sunday school, there was one child, he just kept on acting up no matter what you did. And I was really kind to him, and I was a little worried because I didn't want his dad to, you know, give him a whooping. And so I would give him duties, and I would keep him busy. And, you know, rather than me just yelling at them, I would come up with projects where, all right, guys, everybody has a duty. And I would find a certain a workload that would keep them engaged, entertained, so they didn't act up. And some of these kids are acting up because they're smart. You know, they might not be struggling in school. They might know the concepts so well, but they're like, really, we're doing the times tables again? I mean, 8 times 5 is 40. Now what? So they're bored. And so sometimes give them a task. You know, one thing that I saw worked with teachers is where we had to grade each other's papers. Now, you can't do that anymore because of FERPA. But I remember I was making jokes. So the teacher said, Dolly, you're going to be my assistant today. Ooh, teacher's pet. And I'm like, yeah, I is. Hi, I'm a good girl. I'm not getting spanked finally. Oh, yeah, teacher, what you need me to do? All right, reporting for duty, sir. And they made me grade papers. So I graded papers. Now, of course, you can see what Jimmy did and all that. So they'd have to probably do it now, you know, anonymously. But what we need to do is give kids roles. We probably need to, again, change the way school is, which I told you. Don't make school 8-hour days. Make them shorter, compact classes, and then practical stuff. But once kids see what they could lose and some real-life ramifications and applications, maybe they'll start shaping up. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hey, y'all. Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means, always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I find it fascinating when you see these polls looking at what people think is the biggest crisis right now going on in America. Some think it's student loan debt. Really? Non-mortgage debt. Car debt. Student loan debt is the biggest crisis. Some say access to abortions. Others say the border. Thousands upon thousands of people are coming in. The border's overwhelmed. Others say the economy. Others say Trump. Trump is the biggest crisis, really? Others say Biden. Biden is the biggest crisis. So I guess it depends. I mean, to me, my vote is the border. Now, I think a lot of these other issues could be solved. I told you it's very, very simple. You solve the abortion issue by getting all government out of it and just have it between the person and their doctor. That person and their doctor, that doctor used to manage their birth control, help them with, help them prevent unwanted pregnancies. We'll be there for them if they do get pregnant. They're the ones that could administer the medicine if needed. You keep the pharmacies out of it, so nobody gets fired for violating their religious beliefs. You keep the government out of it. You keep the taxpayers out of it. Nobody should have to pay for somebody else's abortion. And it's between the people have a privacy between them and their doctor. And we have a full-on campaign to help people, even though it's 2023 and we have birth control and condoms and education and all that. We really work with people to prevent the million of unwanted pregnancies that we still have every year. But I don't want government regulating doctors, and I don't want the taxpayers to have to be involved in something they don't find is ethical. So bring abortion back to the doctors. In terms of Trump, if Hillary Clinton and Al Gore could question an election, then Trump should be able to question an election too. With the classified documents, if Trump did really steal classified documents, then whoever's the librarian for classified documents, the National Archives, whatever, just show us all the emails and all the requests that were ignored. If none of that was sent, none of that was requesting stuff to go back, maybe what he has wasn't that classified. It's very simple. With Biden, very simple. Have him take a cognitive test. If he passes the cognitive test, he stays in office. If he doesn't pass the cognitive test, he resigns. They're real simple, easy problems to solve. But no, we want to make it a bigger deal. So to me, the biggest crisis we have is the border. I think it's solvable. You build a wall. You send more troops. And you work with the other countries that are not taking care of their own, such that these people feel they have to flee to come to us. And we're hearing that the Biden administration is now finally doing something. They're not going to build the wall, because apparently anything Trump said, they feel is tainted. Although the wall, look at what happened in Arizona. They used shipping containers. Doug Ducey used shipping containers to help make a little bit of a barrier. When you see this, it's laughable. These other countries are laughing at us, because then those shipping containers got taken down. Governor Abbott is trying to put buoys in the water to avoid people coming over, and then again, he's beaten. So our enemies are like, this is great. Anytime somebody wants to secure a border, the government's not allowing them to. Well, we're hearing that Biden is sending 800 new troops to the border. Is 800 enough? And they're going to deploy these troops to assist in stemming the migration influx. 800 active duty personnel will focus on logistics and other functions of the border to allow more customs and border protection agents and officers to return to their core mission and responsibilities. All right, so I hope that includes building the wall. The Department of Defense has deployed 2,500 State National Guard personnel to assist the Department of Homeland Security. An additional 24,000 Border Patrol agents and officers have been deployed to the border, along with 2,600 non-uniformed officers. Well, if all that is working, if all those steps, how come we still had, 4,000 people come one day? Now, they say the number of border encounters fell in the month of June, but we're seeing opposite. So, I don't want to sit here and criticize any particular administration, but we have, and I'm a doctor, so I always kind of speak on the health aspect of things. We have a public health crisis, and I don't want to make it like, we always have crises, whether it's COVID or flu or whatever. But the big crisis we have that is not being addressed is we don't have enough hospitals. If one of you gets sick, you're thinking there's a bed with your name on it. I'm telling you right now, no, that bed's taken. That bed is going to be taken. And I think we have a right as Americans who are paying taxes and have worked our butts off for this country to know that we have a place to go if we're sick. And we don't have enough hospital beds. We don't have enough hospitals. We don't have enough clinics. Our population is too big for what we have. And if we have a government that doesn't want to limit the population coming in, that are overwhelming the medical centers and hospitals, then build more hospitals, build more medical centers. I understand they're doing this climate corps. They're putting money towards that. That's nice, but can you maybe put some of that money to building more hospitals and medical centers? We put billions into Obamacare. How's that working out? We're in trouble. And when you're in trouble, you need to stop any leaky faucets. You need to protect your home. You need to conserve resources. And all we're getting is criticism when the governors are sending people to cities not overrun. Well, if there's no hospital beds or hospital, you know how many people tell me they can't see a doctor because the line is a mile long out the clinic with people who are sick. Why isn't that clinic big enough for that community? Well, because that community is getting overrun with individuals. And I get it. Mind you, I'm a daughter of an immigrant. I appreciate the fact that America is open to all. But my father and family went through a process. They learned the language. They became citizens. They took the tests. And they did everything by the book. And actually, they waited 20 years to get invited. The family wanted to come during the Holocaust, and they couldn't. But 20 years later, America offered a visa to German Holocaust survivors. And that's how my family, and they were patient about it and very grateful. Now, I don't want everybody to have to wait 20 years, but America is not big enough, and we don't have enough infrastructure to help the world. We want to help the world. We really do. But we can't. If you have a boat that can only hold 100 people, what happens if you try to take in 150? The boat sinks. You can't help people if you're sinking. And America right now is sinking. So we need to get our acts together. And a lot of people are mad at Trump because he brought up the wall and he started the wall. When the wall is what we needed. And they go, well, if he wouldn't have brought it up, Biden might do it. No, no. They didn't do a wall before Trump. They don't want to do a wall after Trump. Exclusive of Trump, we need to help our border agents out and give barriers to allow them to not have to worry about people sneaking in, especially cartel and fentanyl and criminals. 1-877-DOC-FELLING.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.